majesty reveals itself in the long haul. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosophy, with the Absolute Philosopher. Majesty reveals itself in the long haul. What I am speaks so loudly, no one sees the physical me. This is really quite something, quite amazing, quite fantastic, and it is really where we all are in our world of being. Majesty reveals itself in the long haul. What am I? Who am I? What sort of attitude do I have about life? What sort of direction do I want to go in life? What are my values? All these things are the majesty that I am, the majesty that each of us is. We are the majesty of our thought, the majesty of our dreams, the majesty of our desires, the majesty of our goals and gifts in life. We are those things that are most exciting and most important, and that's who we really are. It's that wonderful self of us that is beyond description. What I am speaks so loudly, no one sees the physical me. We've been speaking about vibrations, we've been speaking about our aura, we've been speaking about the essence that we exude when we walk around the world and when we live, and people feel our vibrations long before they see our presence, or even if they don't see our presence. They feel if we have a balanced attitude, then wherever we go, that balanced attitude precedes us. It goes before us. It speaks out loudly to wherever we are. And when we walk into a circle of people and we are a balanced, loving, gentle person, not judgmental, but a balanced, loving, gentle person in our soul, in our being, who we really are, the group just naturally stops being antagonistic to one another, stops being unhappy with one another, and expresses in themselves the majesty that they are, and that majesty comes forth. Now, if you or I could remain with that group for any length of time, that peace that we are, which is the essence of our being, and the vibration of our being, would exude through that group, and they would feel in that peace. Can you imagine if we had created a number of people who can maintain a consciousness of peace, maintain a consciousness of love, unconditional love, maintain a consciousness of no judgment whatsoever? What a gift it would be for those people. But if we could develop that and then take these people along to our negotiations internationally with other countries, with other nations, with other peoples, and have those people be present, not saying a word, just being there in that presence of peace and in that presence of gentleness, that presence of unconditional love. Do you know what would happen to all the negotiations on earth? They would turn out to be peaceful negotiations. Wherever there was something that was askew, something that was not proper, that was not functioning for the benefit of both nations involved, the way would be found to have it function so. You see, majesty reveals itself in the long run. When majesty is there, it reveals itself in the long run. Now, are you ready to experience your majesty and express your majesty and be your majesty? What I am speaks so loudly, no one sees the physical me. If I am a majestic person and peaceful and unconditionally loving and just desirable in every possible way, because that's my nature, then wherever I go, people will feel that, and they may not even notice that I'm in the room. They may not even notice that I am nearby. They may not even notice that my presence is there, because they feel these spiritual, wonderful, dynamic vibrations that are strong and powerful and glorious. They feel the majesty that I am, if I am indeed that majesty. Now, how do we go about developing within us the ability to be unconditionally loving? The ability to be peace. Not at peace, but to be peace. The ability to express all of these qualities and all of these virtues that we esteem so highly. How do I go about learning to live that? Well, every moment of our life, we have the privilege of making a decision. Are we going to judge others when we see them doing anything that is contrary to the rules of society, or perhaps contrary to the rules of ourselves? Are we going to judge anyone in this world, or are we going to realize that everyone in this world is doing their finest and their best? Our presence, our awareness, our beingness is what everyone is expressing to their highest and their greatest. You see, majesty reveals itself in the long haul with everyone. When we begin to take someone who is not very nice, and we begin to look at them from our majesty, we begin to look at them from our unconditional love, we begin to look at them from our center of peace. They are the center of peace. They are unconditional love. They are these wonderful values and virtues we hold so highly. They are that. And if for any reason they might slip, it's our consciousness that slipped. And as we live in this high consciousness, what a glorious expression we have to be. Do you know why there is peace on earth in any places that it is? And that's most places on earth. Because there are those people who live in the ascended consciousness of peace and love, unconditional love, and recognizing the majesty within every being wherever they are. And so, people are content in living in whatever attitude they have about life. If they live in poverty, they are content living in poverty. We don't recommend this. This is their choice. But they're content there because they aspire for nothing higher. Should they aspire for anything more elegant in their life, they would surely demonstrate it. But they do not think they're worthy of it. And so the worthiness of exactly what they believe about themselves is what they're having. We can encourage them to have a higher choice for themselves, but again, they must make that decision. We see them peaceful in whatever they do. We see them living in their unconditional loving nature in whatever they do. We see them at peace, not at peace. We see them peace in whatever they do. When we do that, we are peace. When we do that, we are unconditionally loving. When we do that, we are expressing the majesty that we are. For majesty reveals itself in the long haul at all times. What role do you want to play? Do you want to be a blessing to others, or a blessing to your world, or a blessing to yourself? Then start right now by recognizing that you live in this consciousness of peace. You live in this consciousness of unconditional love. And when we do that, I don't mean to say you, I'm including myself 100% here. When we do that, when I do that, I live in so contented a life, in so satisfied a world, in so joyously accepting the majesty that reveals itself that I am so happy. I cannot have words to express it. And let me assure you, it happens quite often for me. And I know it happens quite often for you. And I know it happens quite often for the majority of the people on the face of the earth. Because the majority of the people are happy, content, peaceful, fulfilled, living in the majesty of their being. What they are speaks so loudly, no one sees the physical them. What I am speaks so loudly, no one sees the physical me. What you are speaks so loudly, no one sees the physical you. But they know your presence by your vibrations of peace and unconditional love. Enjoy it, because that's who you really are. And ain't love grand? I love you. I love you. I love you.